Tell us about that result this evening.
Obviously, we came in knowing it was going to be a tough game, but we toughed it out. We weathered their storm in the first half, and I thought we played a lot smarter than we had in the past, especially at the start of the game. Good result.
Specifically, you said smarter. What were the specific details of what you improved on?
Well, we didn't give away a 20-point lead. Probably the main thing, but we completed our sets, and we're a lot more disciplined this week than what we have been in the last couple of games.
To come here and win at Huddersfield, they don't happen every day of the week, do they?
No, I think this is the first time we've won here in 6 years, so an excellent result for us, and we're going in the right direction.
It was a little bit difficult at the start of the season, and a lot of people were grumbling and groaning about the start to the season. But there were extenuating circumstances there, weren't they? And I think people need reminding about that, don't they?
I think they do. It's always hard when you've got a couple of senior players out. We had myself, Greeny and Ryan O'Hara out for an extended period of time. And, we're three of the more senior blokes in the team. And you take any of the senior guys out of any team and they're going to struggle, And we struggled a little bit more than most teams. But having us all back now and... the results are starting to come and we're playing how we should be.
Well, you're closing up and dare I say it, looking over the fence, a top four place is not impossible, is it?
No, it's not, but, we're not really that focused on that at the moment. We're just trying to take each week as it comes. We set ourselves a target for this block of five games that we had after the whole game, and we've got two from two now. So, that's a positive start. Our next game against Catalans, another massive game, and then we've got Saints the week after. So we can't look too far ahead. We've just got to focus on each game as it comes, and hopefully the results will keep coming.
What does four wins from four add to the side that wasn't there previously?
A heap of confidence, obviously. When you're losing games, you get out of a winning mentality, but when you're winning them, you might not play great, but you still win. And I think that's happened to us the last couple of weeks. Not so much today, because I thought we played pretty well today, but we weren't playing great and we're still winning games, and that's what good teams do. They can pull a win out when they're not playing fantastic, and hopefully as our confidence builds, we'll start to play better and better, and maybe we can push for a top four.
What about yourself? Your own form?
It's not too bad. I've been a bit crook the last couple of weeks, so my fitness isn't fantastic, but I'm getting through the games. I'm still playing 80 minutes, so I'm happy with that.
What's been wrong?
I got a bit of a chest infection, which is knocking me around a bit, but I felt all right out there today in the second half. The first 10 minutes I was struggling.
Well, I'll tell you what a try that was. I mean, you ran onto it, right, and it just opened up. But Lee Richardson, who's alongside of me, says, that's undefendable, that sort of angle of a run.
Well, it is when Dobby goes into the line like he did. He put it on a platter for me, really. I just had to hit the hole. He's really good at that, and a couple of times he showed and go and scored a couple of tries. So, when he's a threat on the inside, players have got to go in on him, and that leaves a big hole for me if I run a good line. And thankfully, he put it right on the spot for me today.
And it proves one thing, doesn't it? It proves, Blake Green's out of the side, and everyone said, well, if Blake Green's out of the side, it's a one-trick pony, Hull Kingston Rovers. But I guess that's put that one to bed tonight, hasn't it?
Well, I'd hope so. The bloke who's filling in for Greeny at the moment is doing a pretty good job.
Craig Hall's,
the last couple of weeks has been fantastic. Again today, massive play when he plucked that intercept. They had all the momentum then and potentially could have got back into the game, but he came up with a massive play and we scored on the back of that and that put the game to bed. So, he's been fantastic for us, Hawley, and I think he's proved all his knockers wrong this year.
Do you think it is because he is that sort of enigmatic, you don't know what he's going to do, and he exasperates people because sometimes there's a mistake in him, that people are overcritical?
I think it's just, like anyone, if people are always telling you what you're doing wrong, your confidence is down. But, we get behind him because he's a fantastic player and he's got an amazing amount of talent, probably one of the most talented players in our team. So, if you get behind him and encourage him and tell him what he's doing great, then he'll keep doing great things. And he's been outstanding for us this year. He can fill into any position that we need him, and he's a very valuable member of our team.
What about the influences of Craig Sandercock, the new coach, it's been difficult. It always is difficult when you've had a period of time under a coach who's been at a club for, you know, quite a long time, and then you're having to bring in someone else, and it does take time. You know, fans get impatient, but and I guess players get impatient as well, to a certain extent.
Yeah, well, obviously with Craig at the start of the season, he was under a bit of pressure. You know, with so many players being out injured and that kind of stuff, but he's handled that quite well, and you know, he's a lot happier now than what he was a couple of months ago, that's for sure.
What about your future then? Because, you know, at the beginning of the season, it looked for all world as though that, you know, it was Benny Gallagher going to call it a day, but you've thrown that one into the melting pot, man.
Yeah, I have, mainly because I missed so much at the start of the season. It's kept me fresh. This year, if I play every game from now on, I really only played just over half a season. So I've decided that I want to play again next year. So it's just, if Craig's happy to keep me, then hopefully we'll get something sorted out. But, you know, that's up to him, obviously. If he might have other plans, I'm not sure at the moment. So I've got to go knock on his door in this week or next week. Probably a good week to go in, actually, because we haven't got a game next weekend. And fingers crossed, I'll go around again next year.
Well, you're his skipper, and he's thrown a lot of faith in you by handing you that armband, hasn't he?
He has. You know, but in saying that, I think I'm the most senior bloke in the team, and I probably got the most experience out of all the players, so I was hopeful that I would have got the job before he gave it to me, and, you know, obviously I was very grateful, and he did show a lot of confidence in me when he gave it to me. So, you know, I'm very grateful for that, and hopefully, you know, I can skip her again next year.
Yeah, playing another season, is that dependent upon getting another contract at Hull Kingston Rovers? You wouldn't think of going anywhere else?
I wouldn't really want to go anywhere else, but I'd like to be a one-club man. I was a one-club man in the NRL, and I'd like to do the same here in the Super League. You know, I love playing for Hull KR, and I feel like I'm part of the club now. You know, this is my fifth season. If I play again next year, I'll nearly play the same amount of games as I did in the NRL. So,
is that important to you?
It is. It is very important. I feel like I'm a loyal bloke, and I do love this club, and I'd love to finish my career here.
Okay, one final question to you, and thanks very much for coming up here. How good can Hull Kingston Rovers be, and how far can they go this season? It's a tough one.
It's a tough question, and it's something that I probably, you know, we haven't thought about too much at the moment. Like I said before, I think if we just focus on winning each game as it comes, you know, we've got to get ourselves in the finals before we can make any assessments about what's going to happen at the end of the year. But, you know, at this stage, with the start of the season they have, if we can make the finals, we'll be very happy.